Hey everybody, Josh Peck and Christina Peck from joshpeckdisclosure.com. We have some exciting information for you. I'm sure you have seen this post making the rounds. We wanted to comment on it. Now, before we do, because this is about an apparent werewolf or something, I don't know, some monster, half human, half animal, 7-foot beast leaves residents terrified after savaging two dogs, apparently. We do want to talk about that, but before we do, got a little tongue-tied there. Before we do, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get all sorts of free content, and head on over to my Patreon site. I just started one. I've got a few patrons now, which is great, and thank you so much. It's patreon.com/joshpeck. Very easy to remember. Christina has one, too. What is it?
I do. It's patreon.com/Christina Peck. Very simple, very easy. I tackle the do-it-yourself recipes and health recipes, while Josh tackles everything else.
Yeah, we on this channel, on Josh Peck Disclosure, we deal from everything from the supernatural to the political to but no matter what we tackle, it all goes back to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it all goes back to. And we try to use all of these stories, all of these news items to point back to Jesus. That's what we do here. So you're supporting a good cause if you want to support that. Patreon.com/Josh Peck and Patreon.com/Christina Peck. Okay, so there's been this weird story, and I got tagged in it, and actually people follow me on Facebook, they've probably seen it a whole bunch of times. But I'll tell you what, before we get to that, and you're going to want to stick around because it's really interesting, and it I promise it will help you. Before we get to that, I want to show you something. It will only take a few seconds of your time, but it's really important. Check this out. Hey, everybody. I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless. Okay. Thank you so much for sticking with us through that. It is really important. And now, so this story, people have shared this on my timeline on Facebook a bunch. Half human, half animal, 7-foot beast leaves residents terrified after savaging two dogs. So here's a story. Supposedly an unknown animal is said to roam the streets at night and is not shy of confrontation. And according to local media reports in Santa Fe, Argentina, I just got to say, when it comes to South America, you just can't believe this paranormal stuff. I mean, everything turns out to be fake.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. I know a lot of stories, even on Unsolved Mysteries, when we were going on. Remember that? Robert Stack.
Robert Stack's awesome. But yeah, this
amazing man he was.
It's not a new phenomenon. It's always out of South America. A lot of these stories are coming up.
Yeah, a lot of those stories were in South America, too. Yeah. You know, like these red-eyed monsters. Mm-hmm. And
it was always the weird ones.
It was always the very weird ones. And there was only one, maybe two people who were best friends who saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And that was all you ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like one of those. So they say that a large animal killed a German shepherd and a pit bull before disappearing. But one resident apparently managed to snap a quick pic of the beast. And that's what you saw on the screen cap of this video is a picture of that. Which, it looks weird at first. Sure, it looks very odd.
Look at how that's... No, you know, they can't really see it how we're looking at it right
now.
Well,
they can see it in the screen cap of the... Yeah.
But look how odd that is. That is so displaced.
When I first saw this, I before I even looked to Photoshop, which is odd for me because usually Photoshop is the first thing that I look at.
Mm-hmm.
But before I looked at Photoshop, I thought, okay, maybe this is a hairless bear who's starving, or
there's
maybe
no
it's...
There's no shadow.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
There's absolutely... If you go back and you
look at the screen cap of this video.
There's no shadow on the wall and there's no shadow on the ground. It's placed in the shadow of the building.
Yeah, that's true. And there is a shadow of the building and you don't see a shadow of the creature.
No, you don't.
And again, you can actually go to, and this should be a big tip off, dailystar.co.uk/news/weird-news/69. You know what? We'll put it in the description below and you can check it out there. And look at all the pictures. So check out the description below this video if you're viewing this on YouTube. You'll see it there. Or if you're viewing it on Patreon, you'll see it there too.
The resolution of that is just...
Well, the resolution is terrible, but at first it seems like the resolution of the background and of the creature match. So it's good Photoshop, sure.
Well, at first, but then when you start looking, you can see there's some transparency there on that leg.
Oh, the very back right leg it would be. Yeah, yep, I see what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was later shared in a video on YouTube channel UFO Mania, where it's racked up nearly 30,000 hits because people are starving for this kind of stuff and they so badly want it to be real. And viewers were left equally as terrified, even speculating what it could be. One comment actually said, "This is so expletive deleted, scary." Another said, "That is half human and half dog. Look at its paws." And a third even said, "This is a werewolf. Imagine if it stood on its back legs. It must be about 7 feet tall."
It's a Photoshop greyhound.
Yeah, well, no, it's something from Harry Potter. But,
I know. It looks like a Photoshop greyhound.
It does. But a number of bizarre sightings apparently have been captured recently. On Friday, a group of Russians believe they captured evidence of the folklore legend Bigfoot, of course, because you got to have a Bigfoot if you're going to have a werewolf. And before that, Daily Star Online, because it's extremely just a reputable news source. I'm being very sarcastic. They spoke to somebody who claimed to have the remains of a half dolphin, half whale hybrid. Like, that's not even interesting. That's just some weird fish.
Yes.
I don't care. No, it's a mammal, people will comment. Okay.
It gives live breath, Joshua.
Yeah, so if you go to Pottermore.com, it's a Harry Potter thing. If you go to Pottermore.com, you can look up this exact creature.
Yes.
Now, they've reversed the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put that in the description below, too.
Which is so easy to do if you know basic Photoshop or basic
even
editing.
Pixelmator or GIMP or something can do this.
Or Canva, which I use. You can flip anything.
Yeah, so they took the image, they flipped it, and they removed the background, and they put it in the background of some video camera somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a Harry Potter thing.
It's very simple to do. It's like, I can teach you to do it in 5 minutes. Or less.
Yeah, and she can. And actually, that's a good segue. What's your channel, and how can people learn how to use Canva from you?
Oh, sure. You know, I only have 161 subscribers right now because I just started a brand new channel.
She needs more. She's really talented.
But I do some artsy do-it-yourself videos. If you just put in Keys to Health or Christina Peck, especially do Keys to Health because that will bring up my new channel. You'll find videos on do-it-yourself recipes and projects and how to use Photoshop or Canva, which is really easy to do. I teach Skillshare classes on how to market and how to use artistic things to market yourself and stuff like that. You can find me there. You can go to that Skillshare Skillshare.com, and you can sign up for a yearly subscription to learn different skills on how to market, how to do business, mm-hmm. how to do whatever. You insert what you want to do, look up the videos, it's there for you. And I'm a teacher on Skillshare.
Yeah.
So you can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Skillshare. You can find me on Patreon. Everywhere. I'm yes. everywhere. But anyway, getting back to this.
Yeah, so... There have been people that have actually exposed this hoax already and have taken the picture from Pottermore. It's a Harry Potter thing again, and have super, you know, flipped it and superimposed it. And it is an exact match on this supposed picture.
It's so clearly Photoshopped.
Now here's the disturbing thing for me. Maybe I just live in my own Christian bubble. I don't know. But from my perspective, it was Christians that were sharing this around as if it were truth without doing any research. I mean, it really did take 30 seconds of research to find out that this was absolutely Photoshop and so fake. You know, I mean, it did not take very long. It wasn't a lot of work. But this has been shared around. Again, you guys, you can look at my Facebook page. And people tagged me in it and shared it on my wall over and over and over and over and over again. And it's a total fraud. It's totally fake.
It's so fake. There's
How does that make us Christians look if we can't even research?
I know. And I'm not an expert in editing, okay? I'm moderately, I would say moderately inclined in how to Photoshop and edit things, but there's no shadow. That's the first thing I would go to. There's no shadow, and
it doesn't take an expert because the work has already been done. There's already been somebody out there who has superimposed the same Harry Potter picture right over it, and it matches pixel for pixel.
Right,
it's not real.
Yeah, and even before that, I had no idea until you brought up the other page. But still.
That's why we researched it before we decided to talk about it.
Right, exactly.
Now, I'm usually pretty loose about letting people post stuff, especially with my Facebook friends and especially my patrons and stuff. I'm usually pretty loose about just letting people post stuff on my page. And because there were so many of them, I let people post this, and I was just interested to see how many people were following this supposed story and if anybody out there would debunk it. One person did. One person said, I think this is Photoshop. But this is one comment and one thread of which I got about half a dozen on my own wall. So we have got to be more careful about this stuff because it makes us look like idiots when we share this stuff. This probably should be a whole other video, but there was another viral thing going around about Katy Perry getting on a French radio station.
Oh, that's so old. And that is years old. It's like 7 years old.
But people, Christians are still sharing it because supposedly in the story, she's talking about cannibalism and how human meat is you know, and talking about all these parties and stuff.
Yeah.
It's fake. It's not real. There's no sources cited. When you read an article and there's not a single source cited for anything, that is a big red flag. I even cite my own sources. I don't have to, but I even do. She does too.
Yeah.
But it's fake. It's totally a fake story. And Katy Perry is certainly no Christian as far as I know, but people capitalize on that. People think, oh, the dumb Christians will believe this and they'll click on it and they'll click on the ads and I will get money from that. So let's do something that will upset the Christians.
Yeah, they get that's what they do. Per view, which I write for a website where I get paid per view on my articles. But unlike those other articles, I actually cite my sources and I actually do the research on like artificial intelligence and what they're coming up with nowadays and on health blogs and things like that. I cite all of my sources.
And we all got to do that. If you're going to be a writer, if you're going to be a researcher, even if you're going to share a link.
Mm-hmm.
Don't share stuff that doesn't cite their sources because it's poor writing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to like bash Christians or anything because obviously I'm a Christian too.
Well, no, we are Christians, but still.
We gotta really, if we're supposed to have the truth of Jesus Christ, right? How is somebody going to trust that we have the truth about their eternal soul if we're sharing something that is obviously Photoshopped and it takes 30 seconds of work to find that out? Or something that is a fake story about Katy Perry and cannibalism and it takes even less time to find out that it's complete garbage.
Or so-and-so is really a man.
Yeah.
You can easily Photoshop that too. Just saying.
It ruins our credibility as Christians. We can't claim to have the truth if we're spreading lies.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. So we really got to be careful about this. And I would challenge any Christian, and believe me, I am really interested in the fringe stuff. I'm interested in paranormal and supernatural stuff. Mm-hmm. I really am.
Yeah.
She is too. I work for Skywatch TV, so of course we are.
We cover like the cryptozoology stuff.
We gotta be objective about it, and we have to be willing to say, in all honesty, here's the truth about this situation. So, like this weird creature, if it were true, that would be really interesting, but it's just not. So it doesn't benefit us to act as if though it were. It doesn't benefit us to neglect doing our own research and proving it, or again, doing 30 seconds of research to find out that it's not
true. At least 30 seconds.
It's Photoshop.
I mean, not saying that there's not weird stuff out there.
There is.
Sure, there's
Let's focus on the real stuff.
Weird stuff.
I want to focus on
reported over and over again, like the Mothman prophecies. What is that all about? That is crazy stuff. And I, for one, I'd like to know more about that thing that happened in the 60s.
I want to focus on the real stuff, and I don't want to focus on somebody's Photoshop project.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, because anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I can teach you in like less than 5 minutes how to do it. So easy. So easy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So anyway, we as Christians, we've got to step up our game. And if we're into the fringe stuff especially, that's great. I encourage that. I'm into it too. But we have to be really careful what we share. Even if you share it without a comment, it's just not good enough. Because people are going to share it and they're going to believe it. Mm-hmm. So if you know something's false, or even if you don't know if it is or not, share it, fine. But you say something about it. Mm-hmm. So I let all those posts be shared on my Facebook page. And the second that I found out that it was Photoshop, I commented on all of them and said, this is Photoshop. It's fake. It's so fake. It's so fake. Here's the link. Here's the link. It's debunked. It's not real. And
it's much like those forwards, those chain things that are going around Facebook all the time. Like such and such is coming out this year, even though it was they came up with like 5
Corpus Christi is coming out with a movie and denounce it, and none of it's real.
You know, that was first released in the 70s as a letter, a chain letter. Letter that was mailed around to people.
Yeah, don't accept a friend request from Jaden Smith or whatever. There's so much stuff. For one thing,
they don't need you to accept the friend quest to hack you, okay? If they're a hacker, they're going to know how to hack you anyway.
That's why they share that around, because a lot of those links and a lot of those posts have malware in them.
Yeah.
And listen, that's why, as much as I love everybody, I will immediately block somebody for Messenger if they send me anything chain like that. If they're like, oh, just thought you should know, and then they send me a YouTube link, or if they send me a thing about Corpus Christi or Jaden Smith or whatever. Done. Monster in a city somewhere that doesn't exist, and it's clearly a Harry Potter Photoshop. They are not going to believe us about Jesus Christ. Because if we can get something that's so easy to debunk wrong, then how could we possibly know about somebody else's eternal soul?
Mm-hmm.
Or even that a soul exists. So we're totally undermining our whole message when we do stuff like this. We have got to be really careful about this. It doesn't mean that we can't touch these subjects. We should touch these subjects. But we got to be objective. We have to do our due diligence, and we have to research this stuff out. Most of this stuff, the second it goes out, it's debunked.
Yep.
Most of this stuff is really easily debunked
by
somebody else, and it doesn't take much research. So we don't even have to debunk it ourselves most times. And if you have any question about it, just don't share it. Just don't do it. And
do the research yourself.
Do the research yourself. Exactly. Do you have some closing thoughts?
No, I just said it.
Do the research yourself.
Just do the research yourself.
Well, again,
if it's too good to be true and there's no shadow or anything, and then it's probably too good to be true.
And you don't have to be video experts.
No, I'm not an expert. I'm moderately, like I said, I'm like moderately not advanced. I'm just moderately trained by myself.
But she could teach you how to even do that Photoshop job. If it's something, right. but you gotta learn your news sources too. If it's something that comes from Daily Star or like Your News Wire or something like that, that was the Katy Perry thing we were talking about before it came from Your News Wire. If it comes from something like that, and there's a billion of them, there's only a small handful of reputable sources. So if it comes from one of the ones who have done even one bad story, don't ever trust it again.
You can't have it both ways. I got to tell you this. You know, people who say that the media cover things up, and they do. They do.
Sure.
You know.
At the same time, we got to be objective about it.
Well, of course you have to. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh, look at this. It's coming out in the open. But, oh, no.
But you can't prove it.
But, yeah. But then you're like, oh no, they hide everything. You can't have it both ways.
Right.
You can't. You can't say, oh, it's out in the open, or they're hiding it. Yeah, we know that the media hides things. We know they don't tell the whole story. But you can't all of a sudden say, oh, see this? This is in the news. It's got to be real.
You can't claim it openly unless you have objective proof.
That's right.
And not an interpretation of something that's already out there. There's a big difference between interpretation and objective truth.
Yep.
Big difference. You can interpret anything to mean anything.
Yep.
That's why we have different rapture beliefs. Mm-hmm. Pre-trib, pre-wrath. Because you can have different interpretations of the same truth. Now, scripture holds truth. There's a truth in there. Mm-hmm. But we have different interpretations of that. And that's why we fight about something as stupid as the rapture. Not that the rapture is stupid, but it's just a dumb thing to fight about.
Yeah.
When we don't really know. And same thing with a lot of the news media outlets and stories like this. It's a dumb thing to fight about. Yeah. We shouldn't be fighting about it. And we should be exposing truth. Not giving glorification to lies. Mm-hmm. The second we find out it's a lie, we should be open about it and just say it's a lie and then learn from that. And that's why I say be very careful with what you decide to share. Make sure that you vet it first and make sure you have a legitimate news source, and make sure that if somebody says, how do you know this is real, that you can answer that question objectively, not subjectively, not your own personal interpretation, but objective truth that we can all agree on. I think that's the most important takeaway, because we have to handle Jesus Christ that way. When we witness to others, when we witness to atheists, they're going to be looking for that objective truth. We have got to get really comfortable with objective truth. We have to. If we want to save souls and spread the gospel, it's going to be in the objective truth. It's not going to be in subjective interpretations.
Nope.
Boom.
Mic drop.
Well, is there anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Well, listen, I love y'all so much. And thank you so much for staying tuned for another video of Josh Peck Disclosure. We're going to have this woman on more sometime. She's phenomenal. I love her to death, obviously.
I love you too, baby.
She called me baby. But, and of course, we both loved all of you to death. Thank you so much. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel on YouTube. Leave a comment. Share this on Facebook. And go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You're going to get all sorts of free content on there that is updated daily. Honestly, right now it is 10:30 at night, which is it's way past my bedtime because I have kids. And our bedtime, I should say. But still, we could have just said, hey, let's not do a video today. But we decided we're going to do a video today because we're dedicated to doing this daily. So
yes, and also sorry for not doing a video on Friday for those of us for those of you who are mutual subscribers to both Josh and I was doing the late night live streaming. I did do a video for today. It just needs to be edited and then I can put it up. It's a new Keys to Health episode, so that will be going up sometime either tonight or early tomorrow, and I'll have two videos tomorrow.
Once again, where can they go?
You can go type in Keys to Health on YouTube, and it will pop up. It's about 162 subscribers. 161, yeah. 162 subscribers now. And
Keys, the number two. Not T-O. Nope. Not T-O-O.
Nope.
The number two.
Number health. Two, health. Yeah. No spaces, nothing like that. Just Keys to Health. And you see my picture, you click on that, subscribe to that channel, and then you will have access to everything in the world that I always put out ever. And at Patreon, you will have access to some rewards. I'm sending out special gifts that I don't offer in my store for sale as free gifts. And depending on how much the patrons sign up for a month. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to give a special thanks for all of my patrons. I've only been doing Patreon for a couple of days, and I can't believe I didn't do it earlier.
Yeah, I know. I told you.
Yeah, she did. She's been doing this for a while, and I should have
like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I should have did it earlier, but I can't thank my patrons enough for donating, signing up for a monthly deal. And listen, for only a dollar a month, you get a whole bunch of stuff. But if you do $3, $5, $10, $20 a month, you get even more. You get free books, free PDFs. You get entered into contests. Whole bunch of really awesome stuff.
I got contests too. After I hit about 10 patrons, I'm doing a drawing to get some like free necklaces out there for women, or, you know, hey guys, you know, if you want to celebrate your woman's birthday or whatever you do, or you just want to be sweet, I got handmade necklaces that I make.
Yeah, so make sure you check that out too. Patreon.com/Christina Peck.
You got it.
Patreon.com/Josh Peck. Really easy to remember. All right, thank you all so much. Please leave a comment. If you can't donate your money, if you can't go to joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate and donate your money, that is okay. Mm-hmm. We've certainly been there before ourselves.
Certainly.
But you've been watching this video up to this point. You can donate your time. You can share this video on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever you have available, even if it's just an email to a friend. You can share this video, and you donating your time really does help out a lot. It helps out more than you know. And if for whatever reason, if you can't or don't want to do that, pray for us. Mm-hmm. That's really the most effective thing that you can do is pray for us. Pray that we always bring you the truth. Pray that if we're faulty anywhere, that God will correct it. We're certainly open to that. And pray for the flourishing of this channel, and not for me or Christina, but for Jesus Christ. That's what's most important. Again, the biggest thing that's on our heart is to spread the gospel to those who don't know it yet. The true gospel of Jesus Christ, and not any of the false gospels that are out there today. So unless there's anything else, all that being said, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, take care and God bless.